Welcome to WOBM's Open Forum, a monthly town meeting that addresses the issues that affect the way you live. Call in and let your voice be heard at 732-364-5830. Now, WOBM's Open Forum.
And we're streaming live at WOBMAM.com. Good evening, everybody. My name is Tom Mongelli, and this is the March edition. No, it's the April edition, doggone it. I missed March by a couple of days, but April 3rd, Open Forum. A couple of things we're going to go over tonight, and I'm glad you're here for it, and we will invite your phone calls at 732-364-5830, and you can also mail a question in, email to ask at WOBM.com. We'll get it. And here are the topics tonight. First of all, a little bit later in the program, we're going to be spending some quality time with the mayor of Jackson, Mayor Mike Rena, who has just ridden several years of whitewater rafting on his budget. Has a new one that he's proud of. Wants to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to talk about the experience of being the mayor of any town Jackson size. And he's got some good insight about that, too. Before we get to that, we're going to be speaking with the acting president of Fair Tax New Jersey, John O'Rourke. He's got a revolutionary plan that you may or may not agree with, but you will get the full explanation as to how Fair Tax works and how it would eliminate the federal income tax system as we know it. Radical change. People don't like radical change, but maybe, who knows? It's time for that sort of thing. So stick around, and we're going to get rolling right after this.
Now, back to Open Forum on 1160 WOBM AM.
And streaming live at WOBMAM.com. You can call in at 732-364-5830. So let me ask you a question. How would you like to not have to pay income tax anymore? How would you like to not have to fill out that form, get it in the mail, go to the accountant, or go to the barber, or wherever you get it done? Or if you're lucky enough and smart enough to do it yourself, not have to spend all that time doing that. Okay, then. And how would you like a few of your federal taxes taken out of your paycheck, too? Just have them stuck back in there so you could take more home. Fine. Now, how would you like to pay more for everything that you buy in order to achieve that? This is where one of the major sticking points is, and we have a guy who can talk about that tonight. Fair Tax New Jersey has been in operation for quite some time now, several years, going back through to the middle of the last decade.
Just about the beginning of this decade, right.
And our guest tonight is John O'Rourke, the acting president of Fair Tax New Jersey. He's from BRIC and has been an ardent advocate of it, and quite a frequent dialogue with yours truly here over that course of time, and he's hammered it into my head, and I still have questions. So, John, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Tom. Glad to be here.
I wanted to give you a chance to discuss this in terms that people can grasp. Now, let's start with the basics. This is a plan that would eliminate not just the federal income tax, but several other taxes.
Yes.
Okay, so first, before we even get started, let me point out that you don't come by this information pell-mell. You have a history in math. You have degrees in math.
Yes.
And you have taught it.
Yes.
And you have licenses to do what you do. You are a man of numbers.
So, I'd say so, yes.
So this is not somebody who just came in off the street and said, you know, I got a great idea. This is something that's done with a lot of forethought. So let's start with the basics. We're going to get rid of the income tax. How do we do that?
Well, it's a bill that's in Congress, and Congress would have to pass it, and the president would have to sign it.
You also have a number of sponsors. You have a record number of sponsors for this, don't you?
Yes. We have a total in the Congress. We have 76 co-sponsors. There are 67 in the House of representatives. There are 9 in the Senate. Now, the sponsor of the bill is Congressman Rob Woodall from Georgia, and in the Senate is Saxby Chambliss, also of Georgia. None of the congressmen from New Jersey are co-sponsors of the bill.
What does that tell you, though, that none of them from Jersey want to get involved with this?
Well, I think what it says is that they probably don't know enough about it. Plus, I think on the national level, I think they hear it from the leaders in Congress. For example, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and McConnell in the Senate. I think what they don't realize is that we have evidence that candidates in 2010 especially who have run on the fair tax, that have been right out there with it, have explained it at town hall meetings, at interviews like this, have done very well. Their constituents know it. When candidates don't run and aggressively support the fair tax, they're very easily subject to hits by their opponents, who will say something like, he wants to raise your taxes 23%, without mentioning any of the 9 federal taxes that would be eliminated under this. And so we find that the candidates who do this proceed aggressively, they do very well at the fair tax, at least in the last 2010 election. That's what happened.
Now let's examine the concept. So let's say it is, let's say tomorrow it's the law. Tomorrow then federal income tax goes away, and which other taxes would be eliminated under this?
Okay, besides the individual income tax, would also be the corporate income taxes. And the most regressive taxes, which are the payroll taxes, the Medicare tax and the Social Security, FICA tax, they would be eliminated, along with the capital gains tax. In other words, when people sell their house, there's a capital gains. They have to pay tax on that 15% now. That would be eliminated. The death tax, sort of, would be eliminated. And along with that, the gift tax, the self-employment tax. I might be missing one of them along the way here. But a total of 9 federal taxes. Oh, the alternative minimum tax would also be eliminated.
All right. Now, in a return for all of that,
right,
we would then be paying 23% more for the things we buy.
We would be paying a 23% tax, which is probably less than what we're paying now. But see, here's the thing. Nobody pays the 23%. No, not one family in this country would pay the 23%.
And how does that work?
And that's because of what we call the prebate. The prebate is something that each family in the country would receive based upon the family size. When you go to the retail counter, no one will know how much your income is. All they will know is that you would pay the retail rate, which is 23%. Now, for example, if I could give you let's take a couple, which their annual consumption allowance, or we call prebate, a rebate in advance, would be $417 a month. Now, what that would do, it doesn't cover the cost of the item. It covers the cost of the tax on that item. All right? For the whole year, that allowance, that annual consumption allowance or prebate, would be $21,780 for this couple. A family of four. We'll say a couple with two children, okay? Naturally, they would be a little bit higher. They would receive $464 a month, not to cover the cost of the items they buy, but to cover the cost of the tax. Now, keep in mind now, if they were to go to buy a used or pre-owned car, they would pay no tax. This is only on new goods, all right? If they were to buy a house on resale, they would not pay the fair tax. It would only be on new houses. Now, that often brings up questions like, well, nobody will ever buy a new house, which I like to say that if anyone, if the cost is the only reason we ever buy anything, then as my friend David Corsi would say, then all of us would own a Yugo. Because that would be probably the cheapest type of car that you could buy. So people would buy a new house. Maybe at first they would buy a used house, if we want to call it that, because not to avoid the tax. But as the fair tax progresses and the economy would get so good, all right, they would be able to save more. They would maybe 8-10 years later, they would be able to buy a new house. They wouldn't avoid buying a new house just because of the tax.
We're speaking with John O'Rourke, the acting president of Fair Tax New Jersey, who's discussing, and we're discussing the plan that has been aborning now for several years that would radically alter the tax structure of the whole country in exchange for a one-shot tax on things you buy that are new. Now, John, let me ask you, how is that figure, that prebate figure that a family or a couple would get monthly, how is that determined?
Okay, that's determined annually by Health and Human Services. Okay, that's the federal organization that determines that. I have in front of me the 2011 figures. Now, I don't have yet the 2012 figures, but I'm sure that they are available.
All right, so let's say my wife and I are getting $417 a month, all right? And I want to buy a new car. And under the income tax, when there was an income tax, their car cost $25,000, okay? Now it's going to cost 23% more. If you do a little quick math, and I'm sure you can.
Okay,
we're talking some major money now. And how does $417 cover that?
Well, here's what happened. See, the cost of that car is not going to be as high as it would be under the income tax, because what would happen now is the automobile companies would be able to take out of the cost of their product, the automobile, all of the taxes, the embedded taxes that we are talking about. They would no longer pay the corporate income tax. They would no longer pay their share of the FICA, when there is of the payroll taxes, the FICA and Medicare. In other words, a company, when the payroll taxes are taken out of the individual's income, it's a total of 7.65%. All right? The company also pays 7.65%. That would no longer be in there. So the corporate income tax, the payroll taxes would no longer be in there. We estimate, and this is done by Dr. Karen Walby, who's an economist for Fair Tax, that on average, the embedded cost is approximately 12.5%. Now, whatever we figure the cost, we always figure conservatively approximately 10% of the cost comes out. But so that car, which you said cost $25,000, would be 12.5% less.